Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we are live. It is the first day of November 2011. This year that has basically come in so quickly is about to go out even faster. Amazing. And then we enter 2012. The new age doomsday system, I predict, will still be here when we hit 2013. But it is going to be an insane time, undoubtedly. By the way, when I was with Ventura last week with his TV show, I can't get into a lot of the TV show, but some amazing stuff was discovered. But he is going to be joining us tomorrow at 12 o'clock, high noon, second hour. He will be joining us to break down the TSA, his view on Occupy Wall Street, and a lot more. And let me tell you, the Gov is wound up. When he learned that they now have TSA checkpoints on the highways, he got pretty upset. Because he really doesn't like having his genitals grabbed. I don't either, by pot-bellied perv types. He's really enjoying driving around his RV and avoiding these people. And then when I told him that, it was kind of like I told him a relative had died or something. But after he saw the proof, he got pretty upset. That's the thing about Ventura, folks. You can love him or hate him, but from all the people I've met, he is so real. He's really just kind of a Minnesota hillbilly. He's a great guy, and his political awakening is really accelerating. In fact, a few times we were talking about Operation Phoenix and Bob Kerry, the senator, because we were bringing up Colonel Alexander and talking about him. I don't want to get into too much, but the point is I was saying, yeah, wasn't Alexander involved in Mealy? And he's like, no, it's Phoenix. And then I was getting that confused with Bob Kerry. Point is, Ventura really knows his stuff. I mean, now that guy probably reads a book every couple of days, big, thick political tomes. I mean, he's really into it, is my point. You know, he'd be sitting there waiting for us to go to an interview with somebody or go to another location where we were investigating things, and he'd just be reading stuff. He's just really a character. And, Ventura is joining us tomorrow, and then I'm bad about calling and booking guests myself. And then Jaron's always like, look, you said you want to get these guests on, call them. So I called Dave Mustaine. I waited until about 10 minutes before airtime, and I called Dave up, and he was going to come to town a few weeks ago, but he's going to come later because he's got to go do his South American tour. His new album comes out today. And I called and woke up Dave Mustaine. I said, you're not asleep. No, but kind of. I did Jimmy Kimmel last night. Yeah, no, I want to come on your show. Sure. And I was like, well, great. And then I had this image of MTV's documentary about Dave Mustaine about you don't want to wake him up. Of course, I think that was back in the old days. The legendary legendary temper. Reportedly, he had all of Metallica scared of him, but I think he has certainly mellowed over the years. But it was funny. Jaron's like, I'm driving in late because they had wrecks and everything else out there, and I get ready at home. I was driving in to the broadcast command center this morning, and it's about 15 till. I'm late. I'm almost here, and Jaron's like, well, you better call him if you want to get him on. He's about to go on his tour. I guess Jaron saw that in the news or something. And I said, well, I don't want to wake him up. I'm like, well, I guess he's in San Diego. It's like 8:45. I'll call him. And all that's going through my mind is don't be asleep. It's just funny if you're a Dave Mustaine fan going way back. Okay. That's not the news. I'll dispense with the pleasantries when we come back. It's big. It's important. It's bold. It's open phones as well.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
November 1st, 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, and after I go over a smattering of what I believe is the most important news and information, we will open the phones up and go to your calls. No guest today. I could have a guest, but I told the producers that let's just leave the decks clear so that I can cover a lot of news, get to a lot of different news clips that I want to analyze today, and a lot more. We do have Jesse Ventura with breaking news joining us tomorrow in the second hour, and I'm going to probably get Dave Mustaine on sometime this week via telephone. I was wanting to get it when he came to Austin, but that's going to come up in a few months or so. But Dave Mustaine's new album with Megadeth coming out today, and again, liberty-oriented, exposing the New World Order, styled like his last hit album, Endgame, named after it, of course, I'm very honored, my seminal film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Okay, here is just some of the news we're going to be getting at. Big developments with China and the G20, and China now being the lender and the holder of not just U.S. debt, but Euro debt. All of this has been finagled and maneuvered by the globalists. They bragged about it in the 80s, how this century would be the Chinese government century because they want to use that collectivist model to leverage out all their global competition. It's the communist Chinese elite teamed up with the robber barons to basically globally consolidate all industrial development on this planet and deindustrialize the West. So we have that report. Greece is saying, hey, You think you've just passed this Euro expansion banker takeover for $5 trillion leveraged off a $100 billion debt of Greece. Yeah, nothing to do with Greece. It's just an excuse for a power grab. We're going to have a referendum on this. Our people are going to be allowed to vote. Every other EU country, except for, two nations, Ireland and one other, have not even been allowed to vote on entry to the EU because the vast majority are against it, over 80% in major polls in England, but they're not allowed to vote. David Cameron said, of course, 2 weeks ago that he's going to block a vote in the UK on the people of the UK, Northern Ireland, England, Scotland, Wales, being able to vote on not just being in the euro, which they've been sucked into unconstitutionally without a vote, but on the expansion of its powers, this huge new power grab. So that's all in a big tailspin right now and causing the European stock market to go down, a lot of other craziness, which is the exact type of volatility the central banks like. And I think it's all just a stunt. Clearly, they've got a lot of election fraud going on in Greece, or those Goldman Sachs executives wouldn't be staying in office over there with this long-term scam they set up. So that's coming up. The Telegraph's reporting something that DNA studies have shown from bones that have been tested from Neanderthal with regular Homo sapiens sapien bones, and that is that Siberians share DNA with extinct human species. Well, so do Northern Europeans. I mean, you check out my brow ridge, ladies and gentlemen. But the point is that it's really from the deeper studies that have been out now for about 5 years with multiple universities, we cover it every few months, studying DNA, is that it really wasn't a different species. It was just a different variety. Kind of like I've got gray and black rock squirrels at my house that can breed with brown squirrels. It's just a variety of squirrel. And so this is really just a lot of spin, but it is interesting. And no doubt that I'm proud to be part Neanderthal, folks. And they reportedly had more intelligence, advanced intelligence. So that is, there are, quote, differences in every group. Every group has, quote, on average, gifts that other group of humans don't have. But then within any group, you're going to have people who excel even more than others in groups that, quote, have those special gifts. So we're all diverse. We're also extremely similar. We all bleed red blood. But Northern Europeans and Siberians are a little bit different. And reportedly, they've been doing testing on Japanese and other more Northern Asians. And, of course, who cross the Bering Strait into the Americas quite a long time ago. And they've now found Nordic blood in them. Well, no kidding. They've dug up Vikings all over North America, all over Newfoundland, all over Canada, all over Minnesota. This is well known with archaeologists and anthropologists, but not really advertised. So when you see a Native American, they've got Neanderthal, which is just an ancient Northern European group, an Ice Age man. Just certain types were able to live and survive, so you got a certain look. And then you've, of course, have got, they were predominantly meat eaters. That's why they would dig up the skeletons of dead Neanderthal and think these guys were hunchback. These guys were hunched over. No, they were killing large animals all day and attacking woolly mammoth, mastodon, saber-toothed cats, giant cave bears now extinct, giant lions that were also extinct, Ice Age lions. They've gotten into all those caves in France and things with the Neanderthal that reportedly invented art and so much more. And they've got 40,000-year-old caves that are just unbelievable. In fact, I saw a documentary about it, Herzog's last film, just amazing. Cave of Dreams, Forgotten Dreams, very powerful. And at the end of the film, they describe why the Neanderthals did this. Is they wanted to communicate with the future. Their love of humanity, and that is the most sincere human trait, is the need to build up the species and survive. And it's been a lot of archaeologists and paleoanthropologists believe, and it shows that the Ice Age was such an incredible stressor for Ice Age man that's what brought their technologies to the next level was because of how dangerous it was. But I'm now digressing. You're tuning in to hear about news and information. A toast to the Neanderthals. All right, continuing. And they've dug up Neanderthal all over Russia, all over Spain, Germany, France, up into more of the northern climes. Interesting article. We'll be getting into some of that. Hey, have you ever walked out of a store and you got a sandwich at the deli or something, started eating it, or maybe a chocolate milk you saw in the counter and you grabbed it, and then you get up there and the lady forgets to check it out, and then you go out through the doors? Stores are now calling it zero tolerance. Even if you did it on accident and you went through and paid for $500 of food but forgot a milk or something or an iced tea you bought out of one of their end cap areas, you will now go to jail. In fact, I've seen reports where people even try to bring stuff back and point out, oh, I forgot to pay for this, and they still go, well, it doesn't matter, security, but wait, I came to pay for it. It doesn't matter, you're going to jail. Again, they say it's corporate policy that we card a 80-year-old woman on a walker. I have seen a woman on a cane who looked like she was not far from the grave, being one time I saw one at Walgreens buying pipe tobacco for her husband. I asked her, do you smoke a pipe? And she said, no, it's for my husband. He's bedridden, smokes his pipe. That was years ago. I've seen old women try to buy a six-pack of beer being carded. And when they ask for the card, it's about mindlessness. It's about you're not allowed to make your own decision as a teller, and it's getting everybody ready for the cashless society. But going back, because I didn't finish your point, the reason the Neanderthal had so many fractures and so many broken bones and were so debilitated was because all they did every day, their diet was probably, they estimated around 90% meat, because that's all there was, except in that tiny little springtime and summer, that they were jumping on the backs of bison. They were jumping on the backs of animals. They were running out in emplacements and jabbing spears into the chest of large animals, trying to get that meat and being thrown like bucking bronco veteran rodeo riders. And they looked at the skeletons in X-rays of veteran rodeo riders on different History Channel stories I've seen that are excellent, and compared it to the Neanderthal bones, it's identical. So that's why you have this image of the Neanderthal hunched over, because in the adult individuals who were dead, they had just broken every bone in their body repeatedly. So that's basically what was going on with the Neanderthal. Okay, now I digress back into why I raised that other point. A pregnant mom says sandwich arrest was horrifying. Mother with no criminal record went through, bought groceries, and ate the sandwich that you pay for up at the front and forgot about it. And they were handcuffed, searched, then released with $50 bail each. Their ordeal at the police station lasted a few hours, but their daughter spent the night away from her parents in case that has sparked nationwide outrage and forced the Safeway supermarket chain to review the incident. The family moved an apartment near downtown Honolulu from California 2 weeks ago. Still settling in, they ventured out Wednesday to stock up on groceries, took a bus, got lost, ended up at Safeway supermarket. Famished, the former Air Force staff sergeant picked up two sandwiches that together cost $5. She openly munched on one while shopping, saving the wrapper to be scanned at the register. I've actually done this and then walked back in and paid once I was halfway down the road. When they forgot to pay for the sandwiches, as they checked out with the $50 worth of groceries, when the security guard questioned us, I was really embarrassed. I was horrified, she said. They were led upstairs where the couple expected to get a lecture, pay for the sandwiches, and be allowed to go on their way. But instead, they said zero tolerance and took him to jail. And then, of course, CPS then took the child. They called Child Welfare Services and took the child. And, of course, CPS then tried to keep the child. and that created, this is what it's all about. Spiders spin webs to catch food. The government sees us as their
food.
Why
is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel.
I focus
on the pain. The only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole.
The old familiar sting.
The old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away.
But I remember.
But I remember everything.
What have I become?
What have I become?
My sweetest friend.
My sweetest friend. Everyone I know
goes away in the end.
In the end.
But you could have it all.
And you could have it all.
My empire of dirt.
My empire of dirt.
I will let you in.
I will let you down.
I will make you hurt.
I will make you hurt.
All right, enough of the immortal Johnny Cash. The whole point of it is everything passes away. Kings, queens, empires, nations. But as you grow older, you're either going to get bitter and unhappy, or you're going to serve your community and be involved in the side of good, and then you're not going to care that you get old and you get wrinkles and your hair falls out, because you've got a mission to help build up the young and build up society and invent things and be passionate and stand up for the truth. And that's what is fulfilling. Not the things of this world, the artificial things we're sold. Okay, I kind of digressed off into Neanderthal talk and, you know, the people being arrested because they forgot to pay for the sandwich. And I'm telling you, I've probably done that 15 times where I am grocery shopping and they've got sandwiches and I eat one, especially when my wife sends me with the kids when she's busy and I've got three of them and I'm grocery shopping sometimes. And I will routinely, you know, get a water, get an orange juice, get a sandwich, or they want some raisins. And about 80% of the time, I end up paying for it. But repeatedly, I go out the door and then turn right back around and get back in line and pay for it. Or more often than not, I forget stuff I need. And I go out and pay for stuff. I have to go back in and then get it and go back out. But now, that doesn't just get you landed in jail. The CPS comes and prays and takes your children. Doesn't matter when the cops run your thing. You have no criminal background. You're an Air Force staff sergeant working for the system. Doesn't matter. We're taking your kids, and we're going to try to keep them. And we're going to terrorize you because we're a predator government. By the way, speaking of that, you know Louisiana has come out and announced they're not going to allow cash for secondhand sales, swap meets, garage sales, or can't pay for cash at a lawnmower place that's selling used lawnmowers. And you'll serve felony jail time. They have a new spy force doing it. Cops coming in, trying to buy the lawnmower or whatever. Or again, it treats us all as if we're guilty until put in the slammer. Not until proven innocent. Guilty until fed on by vampires. Guilty until overrun and trampled by parasitic, corrupt, oppressive, authoritarian, bamboozling, con artist, criminal, parasitical government. But that's not enough. Louisiana Supreme Court allows vehicle searches on a hunch. And later, if we have time, I'll play the newscast. They go, that's right. Officers no longer need probable cause, which is like somebody banging on the back of the car saying, help me, in the trunk, or blood on the seat, and the guy's got a scratch on his face and acting paranoid or smelling the marijuana. Now, I just think there might be. Well, a hunch doesn't do it in common law. But, hey, who needs that? Who needs any of this? Let's get rid of it all. After all, Time Magazine and Newsweek say the problem is the Constitution. You notice as we get rid of the Constitution, everything goes to hell in a handbasket. But the answer is we didn't get rid of enough of it. So, Louisiana Supreme Court allows vehicle searches on a hunch. Talking on a cell phone or entering and texting another car is sufficient justification for a warrantless search in Louisiana. And they say they'll actually download your contents of your phone, just like TSA does now. Louisiana Supreme Court allows vehicle searches on a hunch. And this has been out for a few months, but now they're starting it. And they're just set up checkpoints. We're searching everybody. We got a hunch there's something illegal in 300 cars backed up. Oh, and look who's helping. TSA's here. They're going to help us now. Now, I haven't even gotten to the big news yet. U.S. fears coordinated, uncoordinated Israeli strike on Iran. That's out of Ynet News. Out of Israel, we got more reports of Al-Qaeda targets Somalia drought victims with cash handouts. Well, Al-Qaeda was just given billions of dollars by NATO and the U.S. just north of there. So, of course, maybe they're going to hand out some of those serviced air missiles. Oh, yeah.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live. By the way, the Attorney General, Eric Holder, the criminal, the Oklahoma City cover-up artist, you name it, he is up there. Oh, yeah, we have his emails from Oklahoma City saying we got to cover this up. People ask, what did he cover up? Well, he's up there right now testifying. No, he never knew that the DOJ chief under him knew and never told him about Gunwalker and Operation Fast and Furious. Here's the problem. And by the way, get me Paul Watson online. I'm going to have him write an article right now. Get him online. I want to talk to him on air, please, if he answers. Thank you. I need to give him directions right now. We happen to have the press releases and the speeches of Holder when he gave speeches about the program releasing and tracking guns to Mexico almost 2 years ago. Last week on the news, on the InfoWars Nightly News, we showed Napolitano last week testifying that she had never heard of any gun-walking program or Fast and Furious. Then we cut to a press conference in 2009 with her. They're talking about Fast and Furious and Operation Gunrunner and what they were doing. They are red-handed caught perjuring themselves, and now they're perjuring themselves again in front of Congress, and I doubt anything will be done. You know why? Because as I told you from the federal documents in the Sinaloa drug cartel trial in Chicago, we've known for a very long time, because the government announced national security and said, yes, it's true, that cocaine is allowed to be shipped in by the ton every month, and guns are shipped in to them by the ATF, by the DEA, FBI, Border Patrol, and several other agencies, Coast Guard. They are all as dirty as it gets. Does that mean your son or daughter in the Coast Guard's bad? No, they're out there, you know, going after citizens who catch a fish 1 inch shorter than it's supposed to be and throwing the book at them. They're out there, patrolling around, and the citizens are all cowering in fear. I'm sorry, I've seen it. And that's what this country's about now. I'm not saying that the Coast Guard doesn't do some good work. My point is, at the top, these agencies are run by narcotics trafficking, gun-running mafias. And the nightmare is only going to get worse as long as we're naive. And what it is to say 2 weeks ago, he said, oh, by the way, in this investigation, it's going to come out Bush was running a similar program. What, a different name? The exact same stinking thing? They've never gotten rid of any of this, and it makes me so angry. During the break, I can even put it on screen while Paul's talking. It's got him testifying that he didn't know. First, they said none of the Justice Department knew, and that they didn't give the orders to the ATF, and now that's all come out to be a lie, and now it's come out the White House was ordering it. Oh, of course the White House was ordering it. All they did was then blame it on the Second Amendment, something Bush or Clinton never did. It goes back to Iran-Contra. It goes back before that. This government has always armed certain rebels and certain groups that attack the other groups that are growing drugs to control the flow of it. $500 billion a year coming in to the United States. $500 billion a year. Of course the government and the big banks are involved. Of course there's clandestine armies being funded to try to control it. I mean, you think crack houses are hiding $500 million? You think these stupid idiots driving around with gold rims, making chicken feet off drug sales of the people keeping the cash? You think any of this is hidden? The government made the stinking drugs illegal so that they could jack up the stinking prices. And so all the crackheads and meth heads and all the rest of them will break into your house and business to then go pay their taxes to the bankers when they buy the drugs. It's another tax to the New World Order, and I'm sick of it, and I'm tired of it. I don't like the drug users who use the prescription hardcore drugs or the illegal ones, any of it. You're all being conned. Kids, never use it the first time. Never get on it. And I'm talking about caffeine, alcohol, you name it. It's all bad news. A lot of you could do it in moderation, alcohol or caffeine or whatever, but a lot of us can't. The point is that this is how modern slavery works. They put chemicals out that they know people want. And then when you use the chemicals and get addicted, they put you in a prison owned by banks that launder the drug money. And I've had enough of it. Oh, man, I tell you, DOJ official knew of ATF gun walking in April 2010. Bring up Paul Watson, please. Paul, yeah, I know you've done a devastatingly good job today. Your article is up at drudgereport.com, the number one news website in the world. Big sis to monitor Twitter for signs of social unrest. Your article gets into martial law and more in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, preparing for a organized U.S. citizen resistance, including a leadership of governors against a federal takeover. Again, this whole system is set up to fight the American people and the states. Homeland Security is the occupation force of the bankers. And Paul's actually got that in the bottom of his article. And hail Drudge for doing such a great job. Use the Norse term skull to Drudge. You could use the term hip hip hooray. You want to use a 1920s colloquialism. Bravo. I guess bravo, is that Latin? Is that Spanish? I don't know. Good job. The point is good job to DrudgeReport.com getting the sound to so many millions more. Federally funded streetlights capable of recording conversations We told you this 12 years ago. It's in my film. 13 years ago. It's in my film, Police State 2000. But the news that we covered was in 1998. They call them gunshot detectors and intelligent streetlights. They listen to you. They record you. Austin's got them everywhere. The average sheeple don't even know or care. But now the feds are announcing the Orwellian IntelliStreet systems now being installed in major cities. Rogue website bill runs into more opposition. AFP, we're going to get into all of it. But the reason I brought Paul up right now is I went into anger mode. I went into anger mode when I saw, during the break, Holder saying he never knew and his deputy knew it didn't tell him. When Holder, and I know, Paul, you can pull up the type in something like Holder gave press conference on Gun Runner in 2009, 2010. We have the video that I aired in the nightly news last week. We gave it the headline. It's on YouTube now, Paul. And fade him down until I go to him just for a second. There's some background noise. Thanks. Hey, guys, just pop Paul down for a minute because I'm not going to go to him yet. Okay, thank you. Going back to what I was saying here, because this is important for everybody to understand who's out there, okay? This is why this is so key and so frustrating. These are criminals out in the open right in front of us doing this to us, okay? 100% last week we showed Janet Napolitano at a press conference in 2009. We're going to show it again next hour. Saying, and up there with her deputy attorney general, up there talking about the Gun Runner Fast and Furious program. Then we cut to her last week in testimony saying she'd never heard of such a plan. 100% pure perjury, and the Republican leadership knows this but doesn't want to cover it because Bush is involved as well under the same program, different name. Okay? That's what's going on here, just a political scoring. We could destroy this corrupt political system with this and open up their entire mafia operation with this. This is literally the sword of Damocles hanging over their chicken neck, okay? These are larcenous, scumbag, trash criminals who will rob everything and rob the pension funds and launch World War III and destroy us if we don't bring them to justice. Enough is enough. For all of you deniers out there, for all of you people out there that won't wake up to how criminal this out-of-control bureaucracy is and the special interests that put it in power, it's time to stop living in fantasy land, on fantasy island. It's time to live in the real world or we don't have any future. Look at your children and ask yourself, will you grow up and face the facts and realize how much trouble we're in, or will you keep sucking your thumb and destroy our future? Okay, I'm not going to get mad. I just am sick of these crooks, man, and I don't like having to risk my life to fight them and my everything, but I've got to do it, and I need more of you to stand up and more of you, take a deep breath, I need more of you to stand up, get involved, and to wake up so that we can all move against these people. Because here's the danger point. All their criminality is coming out now. And if we don't start exposing their criminality now and really driving for real justice, all of this corruption coming out, if they get away with it, will just set the precedent for more and more evil to be accepted. Kind of like they admittedly grow the opium in Afghanistan with our U.S. troops guarding it and ship it out, but then there's no investigation or discussion. They just throw it in our face that they're doing it. Okay? We have them. We have Napolitano engaged in perjury on video, caught. It's public. The White House ran this and went one further than the predecessors, not just arming drug gangs to control the drug market and to jack up prices, but actually then blaming the Second Amendment for the total destabilization. And now I've seen numbers. I've been corrected. It's not 40,000 dead. That's mainstream media numbers here. In 3 years in Mexico, it's 60,000 dead, the Mexican major TV is reporting. 60,000 dead. I mean, if you stop for a layover as a stewardess in Mexico City now, you got a good chance of being killed in your hotel room. I saw that yesterday. I mean, it's just total hell, genocide, implosion, sinking into the ocean, just war zone. And it's all over the drugs being illegal. And now it's spilling into the U.S. I'm going to Paul here, but Paul, I need you. I know we put out reports on this, but we need to really throw down the gauntlet. You know, total proof, Justice Department lying. caught perjury. We need to put it out. You need to get the YouTube report that's up there on our YouTube from our nightly news last week, or it's at prisonplanet.tv, where it's called Napolitano Caught in Perjury. I'm going to play it again next hour. But the point is, we have her lying. We have Holder traveling around in 09 and 010, speaking out against the Second Amendment in Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, and California, bad-mouthing the Second Amendment in all those states for what's happening in Mexico and saying, we have a program tracing guns into Mexico that proved this. And then it turns out the documents. He ran the whole thing. Now he's saying he knows nothing about it, perjuring himself again before Congress. We have them. We have them. We have them dead in our sights at point-blank range politically. And this can open up the entire criminal cesspit for the public to look at. This can open the entire criminal government wide open. And somebody has got to, because the media is like stumbling around going, well, he perjured himself. And now he's up there perjuring himself again. And so is the lady installing street lights with hidden microphones in them and telescreens at the Walmart and at the Mall of America saying, spy on your neighbors. I mean, wake me up from this nightmare. And warrantless checkpoints now run by the feds on the highway. I mean, wake me up from this. End it. Stop it. Come on. Here's the thing. It's going to get worse and worse. Let's go to Paul Watson. Paul, do you realize why I am in such a state over this right now?
Well, right ahead.
Yes, Watson, you're on the air.
Well, this DOJ official knew of ACF gun market in April 2010, Lanny A. Brewer. Well, of course he knew. He was the one who informed Eric Holder about it 3 months later, and CBS News has got the documents on that. So for him to get up again after in 2009 he briefed Congress on Project Gunwalker, I'm talking about Eric Holder, and Project Gunwalker was, of course, the overarching theme of which Fast and Furious is the latest reincarnation, gun running to Mexico. So it's blatant perjury, as he said last week. Napolitano was caught doing the same thing. She gave press conferences in 2009 explaining the whole project. And then she gets up last week and says she never heard of it until after the death of the Border Patrol agent.
So, well, listen, you're on a cell phone. Paul, you're on a cell phone. I'm having trouble fully making out. Are you at home right now?
Yes.
Maybe we should connect with you on Skype. I told him to call you on phone. Look, I know you've written about this, but we need to say headline, something like 100% proof, entire Justice Department leadership engaged in total perjury, and just go over all of this because the mainstream media is not covering it. I mean, they admit, wow, it looks like he's perjuring himself. Looks like he gave stinking press conferences about this program. I mean, this is like them saying Barack Obama wasn't elected president or George Washington didn't exist. Or, I mean, it's so 100% caught lying, Paul.
Yes, it's blatant. But, I mean, all the documents are out there. Anyone can see it.
Well, not just the documents, though, because, see, people won't read the DOJ documents that are linked to news articles. We need, and I'll have Deuce send them all to you. I'm sure you already have them. We played them on the show last week. We have the press releases and text of his speeches. I remember reading it at the time. We need to find those videos of him, something like Holder speaks out about gun violence on Texas border with Mexico. Find it. Get it out there. They're on record. More than just the text of it or more than just DOJ documents. We need to show them the video of the troll Napolitano up there saying to Congress, I never heard of any of this. And then we've got her at press conferences covering it. I mean, we have them. We totally and completely have them, is the thing, Paul. And I, for one, have had enough of it. I, for one, am not putting up with it. And I want to throw the gauntlet down to these slime bags. I mean, these are people allowing people to bring drugs in and then meanwhile shipping guns out, including guns to gangs in the U.S. I mean, they're crooks. Of course they're putting up street lights that listen to us. Of course they're militarizing the police. Of course they're getting ready for martial law. Of course they're reading our email. These are criminals. Criminals. Get it through your head, America. And Mitt Romney isn't going to save you with all his gun control and abortion and open borders and, oh my God, is there no end? And carbon taxes. And the Federal Reserve, Herman Cain, mobster. Watson, I'm going to let you go, but how long until you can get a big report out on this?
I'll do it as soon as I can.
All right, good job. I'll see you, buddy. Okay, I have gone beyond anger. In fact, I just physically got nauseated here on air, probably because I haven't eaten in Iran this morning. I jogged this morning and swam, so I probably need to eat something. But I am in an absolutely disgusted view. I cannot look at Holder. I cannot look at Reno's reincarnation, Napolitano. I mean, just the lying, disgusting pastiness of these weak scum perched on us, doing all these horrible things to us. Running flu hoaxes with deadly vaccines, Gardasil garbage, and just everything they do. All these murdering wars with Obama prancing around talking about peace, giving Al-Qaeda cruise weapon systems, shoulder-fired surface-to-air missiles. I mean, come on.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It is archetypally sickening. It is disgusting. It makes me want to vomit physically. To know these are crooks, to know they're involved in a criminal takeover of our country, and to know that they fully intend to carry out all manner of horrible wickedness. And these puppets, Napolitano, Mueller, Holder, they'll come and go. But the sickening, criminal, anti-liberty agenda, I mean, they're really destroying our country right now. Just like they're destroying Mexico. And they are 100%, not just in memos, but on video at press conferences. I'm going to play it later in the next hour after I go to calls, after I've settled down. On video, all of them running the program and saying, we're tracing guns, we're doing all this, and now caught. And then they still go up and say, we didn't know this was happening. And that's the tip of the iceberg. We know they're shipping guns into Indiana, Chicago, Tampa, other cities. I told you that 6-8 months ago. Now it's in the news. But just a minor footnote. They ship guns to groups in the United States that are the cartels that are in favor. They allow drug cartels to operate right here in Austin. I mean, it is the government is on the take. The government is the mafia. And does that mean the average Dudley Do-Right cop is bad? No. Does that mean the average bureaucrat's bad? No. But the country has cancer. We don't have much time to get rid of it. I mean, if you can't recognize tyranny when it's in your face, then you don't have any hope. Now, the good news is people are starting to wake up. We're finding out who the good guys are and who the bad guys are. We're getting all sorts of media aid from groups we never even knew were our friends who are concerned about what's happening. And you're seeing other people who we always thought were good showing their true colors right now. People are deciding which side they're on. And that's why I try to have fun with this show. I try to, you know, just be a regular person, but I try to enjoy the fact that we're having an effect, but I can't because it's too little too late sometimes. You know, I have that fear. I mean, I know we're in danger. We're in grave danger. We're in serious danger, and I'm past even getting chills now. I'm just sick of it. I'm tired of it. It's ridiculous to have these criminals running all over us, and we won't wake up to it. I mean, people have woken up, but they haven't woken up to just how bad it is. They haven't woken up to just how crazy reality is. Just how, I mean, think about it. These criminals have been operating since 1947 with total national security anonymity and unlimited funding. Now, what do you think would happen to any group if that happened over time? The worst of the worst would get in power and recruit more of the worst, and you would get a criminal mass build up until it exploded into tyranny. And you'd have people running around, putting up streetlights that listen to you and sticking their hands down your kids' pants and taxing you and spiking your water with fluoride to brain damage you and trying to push mercury-filled shots on you and GMO food and releasing mosquitoes that have vaccines in them so you can't avoid it. New York Times yesterday. I mean, it's just what criminals come up with is just so out of control. Criminals like screwing stuff up. They like robbing banks because they like robbing banks. Psychopaths like doing bad things because they like it. Well, you know what? I don't like you. I don't like people like you. Okay, I like justice. I like freedom. And I'm sick of you. And you don't intimidate me. You make me angry. You little maggots. And I see you. You understand that? I see you, and the rest of us see you, and we're coming for you. Do you understand that? You get that through your little pea brain.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.